From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and in the studio with me today is Lisa Potts of the Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello again.
Well, we have our top 20.
Yay, finally.
How exciting. It's season six. We have our top 20. Things are, you know, certainly going to get started very, very quickly, and we'll talk about that in a minute because they're going to vote off more than the usual number. But again, we'll get that to that in a second. But I really enjoyed the show. The show where they revealed the top 20.
Yes.
I thought it was a really well done show. You mentioned to me earlier that we haven't really seen or heard from everybody, but I think they did a pretty good job of trying to introduce the people that most people were kind of cared about. And then, of course, Monday we'll have the special where we'll kind of get introduced to everybody.
Right.
So, but again, I thought it was a pretty good show. Any thoughts about the show?
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. But as usual, I'd say probably a third of the dancers, perhaps, I wasn't that familiar with at all.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so I am looking forward to this podcast here where we're going to chat about each of the dancers. And then Monday special, when we get to see them perform for the first time.
So. Right. Well, let's just get to it. We've got a little bit of information about each of the dancers who made the top 20. I'm going to take the girls, and Lisa will take the guys. I'm a little jealous, Lisa, but that's okay.
Personally, I'm very happy. There are some good-looking men on this show.
There's some good-looking men this season. That's true. But there are fine and accomplished dancers in their own right.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, our first dancer, and this is alphabetical order by girls, is Ariana DuBois. She is from New Bern, North Carolina. She's 18. And says she's been dancing since she was three, loves to express her creativity through dance, and she enjoys scrapbooking. Yes. I know. Scrapbooking, I think, is making a comeback. I seem to hear more and more girls who really enjoy scrapbooking.
Oh,
it feels like it's old-fashioned, but I guess it's not anymore. The next, we have Ashley DeLello, and you remember that she is married to another top 20 dancer.
She's married to Ryan.
Married to Ryan. And
she only got through because Paula backed out. Because Paula accepted a movie deal,
mm-hmm.
and she cried and said, you know, she was so sad she couldn't do the top 20. And I thought, well, then why'd you do a movie?
I know. Paula.
But I guess she wasn't certain she was going to make it through.
Paula Van Appen, she accepted a movie role in an upcoming Cher movie. And it's, I mean, I think it's just a small part. I don't think it's a big part
in
the movie.
I have no idea.
But I don't have a title yet. I've looked around. No one seems to know that yet. Mm. So, you know, who knows? But you're right. Ashley kind of just sneaked in.
And that was a nice little segue, or I don't know, how they introduced that or how they surprised us with that at the very end, you know?
Right.
Because Paula actually, I wonder, this was something I thought of and I'd forgotten until now.
Conspiracy theory.
The last three girls, Paula, and then the other two that it came down to.
Mm-hmm.
So what if Ashley really wasn't their, 11th favorite girl?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was somebody they had already said no to?
Oh, could be. It could be, because we don't know the sequence, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But certainly the way they produced the show made it seem like she was the last girl to get considered.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I like her, but she really only came into her own at that last
in the Broadway round.
In the Broadway round when they danced to West Side Story.
Right.
Before that, she was just kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how strong she is. Like, we certainly will see, and we'll see pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And she and Ryan are from, they live in Orem, Utah. She graduated from Brigham Young University with a degree in political science, and she served as a congressional intern in Washington, D.C.
Huh.
So she's got an interesting background. And she and her husband used to compete against each other in local ballroom dance competitions, and then later they became dance partners and, of course, got married. Actually, they became dance partners a week before they got married. Next is Bianca Revels. I love Bianca. She's a tapper.
She has a lot of personality.
She has a lot of personality, and I really think, I mean, when I saw her perform during Vegas Week, she could do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really fine tapper, but I think she could do a lot. Has a wide range of skills. So I hope she goes far. She's from Detroit, but she currently resides in L.A. She appeared on Showtime at the Apollo. Doesn't say when, but she considered it to be one of her most memorable moments. And she competes in beauty pageants.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought that. But,
no.
Yeah, interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to, you know, make fun of her for that, but we'll see.
I doubt it. I doubt it'll even be brought up.
Okay. Of course, we brought it up. Okay. The next young lady is Channing Cook. She is from Haverhill, Massachusetts. She's 18. And she grew up competing in local dance competitions around her hometown. This is a young lady who is very athletically built. She's very strong. And in fact, they talked to her a little bit about fine-tuning that so that she still has her strength and her athleticism, but she also needs to be more graceful and have her dance quality kind of come through a little bit.
Hmm. She was beautiful. She was another one that I felt like we didn't know before the top 20 was revealed. But yet the judges said when they announced she was in the top 20 that she was a unanimous vote.
Right. I think she's great.
So I bet she's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Next we have Eleanor Scott, who I don't know really anything about. She is she's from Santa Cruz, California, and now resides in Brooklyn. Both of her parents are dancers and serve as her inspiration. She describes her dance style as lockerina, or a ballerina who locks. That's very funny.
I'm interested to see her solo style then.
You know, she speaks Japanese. How did we not see her? I mean, she sounds like a very interesting person.
Uh-huh.
You think they would have kind of focused on her a little bit more.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Next is Karen Hauer. And wasn't it Karen and Ashley at the very end?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And in fact, Karen is also a ballroom dancer and was in Vegas with her husband.
Yes.
She was another married couple, but the husband didn't make it through.
I don't think
he got past the Broadway round.
No, I think you're right.
I think that's when he got cut.
Yeah.
And she made it all the way to the top 20.
You know what? I just realized that I left something out, so I'm just going to go back through really quickly. I want to make sure that we tell the dance specialties of everyone.
Oh, sure.
So Ariana DuBois is contemporary. And, of course, there are a lot of contemporaries. There always are. Ashley DeLello is ballroom. Latin dance, of course. Bianca is a tapper, as we said. Channing is contemporary. Eleanor is contemporary. And Karen is Latin ballroom. So that's where we are now. She's 27, so she's an older dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, look, we say older. I mean, that's nothing. But
she,
you know,
and Ashley are both 26, 27?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. She is from Venezuela. She currently resides in Queens. And she came to the U.S., when she was 8 years old. She's been dancing for 19 years. Then we have Catherine McCormick. She is a contemporary dancer. She's 19, from Georgia, but she resides in Burbank.
Everyone may remember her from the Top 20 episode as the crier. The crier with the high voice.
Oh, the high-pitched voice. That's right.
And unfortunately, she made me dislike her before I've even seen her dance.
I know. If you know you sound like that, then just stop talking.
I know. I've been in situations like that where I know I'm going to cry just from the nervousness, the stress of it, or the emotion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do it. I make somebody else do it.
She just kept going and her voice just kept getting higher and higher. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. But, you know.
Every single time she talked. That was funny.
Yeah, she's going to have to. I think that'll get old very quickly. I think the judges would tell her so, too. So I think she's going to have to watch that.
Well, and hopefully Kat won't talk to her, like, after a solo or something.
Oh, I know.
In the studio, when they're in rehearsal, I think she'll be okay. But don't make her talk about how she's feeling or, you know, what it feels like up there or to be in the bottom three.
They're
going
to do that. They're going to do it a couple of times just to get her talking like that. I don't know. And then we have our little, cute little Molly. Molly Gray. Molly is 18. She's very, she's 18, but she looks a little younger than that. And of course, Nigel told her that she needs to learn how to dance like a woman and not like a little girl.
And she's the one that was in High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. I think all three
that
movies.
That is right. You're absolutely right. So, she is.
She's adorable, though.
she's just a cutie pie, yeah. She's from Utah. She currently resides in Upland, California. And I'm not sure where Upland is. If it's Upland, maybe it's North. I don't know. She's been dancing for 15 years, so she's been dancing since she was 3.
Most have.
As you said, she's appeared in all those High School Musical films. And she has a hearing impairment in one ear.
Really?
Yes, I didn't know that.
Huh. Well, I bet that will probably be addressed.
Yes, it probably will.
That'll come out in the first few episodes.
Then we have Noelle Marsh. She's contemporary from Sanford, North Carolina. She's 18. She grew up on a farm. She recently graduated high school.
Noelle is the one that's best friends with Molly.
That's right.
They were the roommates in Vegas and just bonded immediately.
You know, I'm glad they got in together, but they will be split soon enough so that the drama of that will come out. We didn't see it this time, but it's going to come out soon. Then we have Pauline Mata, who is a jazz dancer. She's in West Covina, California. She's 19. She teaches dance, and she also likes to sing and sing karaoke. So that takes us to the gentleman.
To the gentleman.
Yes.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay, so we're going to kick things off with Billy Bell, who is sort of familiar to us already. He's mm-hmm. the one that Adam Shankman just cried over during the end of Vegas week.
He's beautiful. I love him.
He is beautiful. He mm-hmm. is. Oh, he's going to do really well. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's a contemporary dancer from West Palm Beach, Florida, but currently resides in New York. He's 19 years old. He studies dance at Juilliard. And he got a
disposition from Juilliard to sit out some semesters while he does the show.
And they're holding a scholarship and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
He apparently worked with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey on Back to Back to Broadway. I'm not sure what that is, but
I'm not familiar with that.
He considers that one of his greatest accomplishments, and he says he's trained in everything from hip-hop to ballet, so he should do really well in this competition. Next up is Jacob Carr, and he's really nice to look at, and he has a huge online following, but he hasn't been on the show much yet. So he's also really close with last year's winner, Janine Mason. He's a contemporary dancer from Florida, but he's also in New York right now. He's 19 years old. He's a student at Fordham University. And in 2008, he was named New York City Dance Alliance's National Senior Outstanding Dancer.
Hmm.
So he's right up there.
Okay.
He is pretty impressive. Then we have Legacy Perez.
Legacy.
Or just Legacy.
Legacy.
So he's a B-boy. Did you see him on CSI New York last week?
I did not, but I saw the clip.
Yes, the clip.
So You Think You Can Dance-ism, which I really have to give props to So You Think You Can Dance-ism. It's SYTYCD-ism.com. It's one of the best So You Think You Can Dance websites out there. It's not affiliated with the show. It's just a couple of really, really interested fans who've built up this thing. They've had more information and first compared to any other thing that I've seen. So I had to kind of give shout out to So You Think You Can Dance-ism.
I agree completely.
And they had the clip on there.
Yes, yes. I mean, if you're looking for news about this show, that's the place to go.
Yeah, and us too, of course.
But. Well, of course, yes. But, you know, for those outside of...
Yes, that's right.
Outside of Oklahoma. Okay, so Legacy is from Miami, but he resides in Los Angeles. He's 28 years old, so he's one of our older ones. He has no formal dance training, but he appeared in the film Stomp the Yard, and he's been on tour with Gwen Stefani. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very good.
Next up is Kevin Hunt, and this is a hip-hop dancer that I don't remember seeing, at least.
And remember, I talked about him in the last show. I said, remember
Did you?
Him? He's the one with the braids.
Oh,
and you
was
didn't
he
remember,
the
yes,
one?
Uh-huh,
okay.
You didn't remember him, yeah.
Okay, so he's stuck in, Yvette's mind. And he's from Brooklyn, New York. He's 23. He's been dancing for only 9 years. And he's performed with Lil Mama and Beyonce. And has also done some modeling. Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next up is Nathan Trezoris. He's a contemporary dancer. He's the one that was too young last year.
Right.
And got an automatic trip to Vegas this year from Nigel. He's from Downey, California, is 18 years old, began dancing when he was 10, and he trained at the West Coast School of the Arts in Costa Mesa, California.
Very good.
Next up is a tapper, Peter Sabasino. I'm not sure if that's... Right,
I was surprised he got on. I thought they were going to cut him.
I'm a little concerned he may be one of the first ones to go.
Yep.
You know, he's going to sort of have a target on his back, I think, by the judges.
Mm-hmm.
He could be one of those that they see as being, you know, they can afford to let him go.
Yeah.
So he's 22 from Philadelphia. He's been dancing for 16 years with various dance styles, he said. And he's been teaching there since 2001 and was a featured dancer in their Thanksgiving Day parade.
Wow.
Next up is another tapper, Philip Atmore. He was roommates with Ryan Evan's brother.
Yes.
Casper Zack. Yes, I can never remember how to pronounce that last
name. That may not be correct.
And it got me thinking, how painful must this be for Ryan? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure he's thrilled there are three tappers on the show, but he's not one of them.
Yeah. I mean, really, a year when there's three tappers and he doesn't make it?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that just shows you he was not strong enough in the other dance areas.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he and Philip were roommates at some point, I think when they were on tour doing a show. But Philip is from Pasadena and lives in L.A. right now. He's 25. He's performed on stage in White Christmas, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Fosse with Ben Vereen, which I have a personal fondness for, and Stormy Weather. He also sings and acts and writes poetry.
The backgrounds of the dancers this year are much more varied than before. They're more professional, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not saying, you know, yay or nay, but they're certainly more interesting and they're a little bit deeper than we've seen, I think, than in previous seasons.
That's probably true. The previous seasons were pretty much amateurs.
Yeah.
And I think now the professionals even are seeing how these amateurs are stepping up in the ranks and have a full career, whether mm-hmm. it's teaching or traveling, doing conventions, or you get some huge choreography job I think they really see what's available out there.
So I think you can dance is making careers, definitely.
It is. It really is. Okay. Next up is Russell Ferguson, and we know him as the Crumper. Gotta love Russell.
Gotta love Russell.
He's pretty darn talented. He claims he was not trained in any of the other dance styles, but he does an amazing job.
That's amazing. The fact that he's had no formal training, and he, frankly, I didn't see a dance style that they threw at him where he wasn't at least proficient.
You're right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was very impressive. He's from Boston, is 20 years old, began dancing professionally at the age of 6. He trained at the Boston Art Academy and has worked with Boston City Lights. Not sure what that is, but Ryan DeLello, the half of the married couple.
That's right.
Is just like Ashley from Springville, Utah. He's 28. He's a dancer and owns a dance studio. I did not know that.
Okay.
He's a good-looking guy.
they're going to have to deal with that. And I'm sure they're going to talk about it. He is a very good-looking guy. He's very well built, and depending on the dances that he does or the costumes they put him in, he's just going to blow everybody away because he just looks so good. So if he continues to dance well, you know, I'm not saying that because he's so beautiful, he'll have an unfair advantage, but yes, he will. He will have an unfair advantage.
He'll have girls like me drooling all over him, wanting him to stay on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I could definitely see them doing with him what they did with Dimitri in season 2. Dimitri, who's now on Dancing with the Stars. They had Dimitri with his shirt open, either unbuttoned partially or fully open, or he strips it, or he doesn't have a shirt on at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them definitely doing that with Ryan this time. We'll see.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And finally is Victor Smalley, which I think is another one we didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
I think he might be the one that had the weird hair and the judges said was distracting, so he shaved it all off, and then they liked him a lot. He's a contemporary dancer from Miami. He's 21, been dancing for only 5 years.
Wow.
How can you make it on so you think you can dance with so little dance training? It just amazes me.
I think these people are so gifted.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know I just said they have deeper profiles, many are professionals, but they're all just so gifted, and it's just going to be so great to watch. And if they come on and don't do well, I think the judging is going to be harder than ever. It already has been.
Yeah.
So,
because they know the potential. They've seen so many wonderful dancers and, you know, who they passed on so they could have this group. They're going to expect them to step up to the plate.
They really are. Well, you emailed me earlier today talking about the schedule, and I didn't bring it with me. I don't know if you did. But the schedule is going to be a little wonky over the next couple of weeks. Why don't you talk about that?
Sure. Next week, we've got on Monday the special with the top 20. And then on Tuesday, the top 20 will perform. Now, things are going to be a little bit different for the next 2 weeks because of the World Series airing on Fox on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday next week, the judges will eliminate two dancers at the end of the show. The America will not vote. They won't have a result show on Wednesday. So the judges will just eliminate two at the end. And the same thing will happen the following week on Tuesday, November 3rd. So then the week of November 10th, Tuesday, November 10th, and Wednesday, November 11th, we're back to the normal style of what we're used to with performance night on Tuesday and results show on Wednesday.
I got to tell you, you've got four dancers that are going to be cut just by judges. Bye-bye, Tapper number three. Bye-bye, various people that we don't really know about that much just yet. I mean, whoa, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, and I think at the end of Monday night special, they're going to reveal who the pairs are, okay, who's been matched up with who. And, of course, we'll see them then perform on Tuesday's episode. So
is this a shorter season? It feels like it if they're going to...
I don't know.
Get rid of two dancers in a row on, 2 weeks in a row.
Well, but they usually do. One guy, one girl every week.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so I think it's still the same. It's just not the Wednesday results show where America votes and the bottom three are then evaluated by the judges and the judges kick off
one
of each.
So. Okay. Well, here we go. So, So I think the Monday show is going to be great. Although what I think it's going to do, though, we may get to know someone that we don't already know, and he's gone the next day. So that might be a little sad, especially if you find a favorite that you really like. But anyway, there's lots of people to like in here, lots of really talented girls and guys. It's going to be great. So I think we'll just go ahead and leave it there, and we will see you next week. We will see about the day that our show will be on. We'll have to check on that since the results show will be Wednesday. Not next week, but I mean in the future. Yeah. But dear listeners, we will definitely let you know. So anyway, thanks for listening to us, and we will talk to you soon.